And on this Easter morning, a Catholic church outside Boston may be holding its final Easter Mass. Nearly 10 years ago, the Cardinal Sean O'Malley, the Archbishop of Boston, told St. Francis Cabrini Catholic Church that it had to close its doors, along with dozens of others in the area. At the time, Boston was in the throes of the clergy sex abuse crisis, which resulted in a nearly $85 million settlement to some 550 people who said they'd been abused by priests in the archdiocese. Parishioners at this church say it's being sold to help defray the cost of that settlement. The archdiocese cites other things: falling attendance, shifting demographics, lack of priests, and the deterioration of the buildings. I visited St. Francis Cabrini in Scituate, Massachusetts about 7 years ago. Parishioners were taking turns sleeping on the church floor in a 24-hour vigil to keep it open. There were no priests, so they were holding services themselves. And that is how it has been for years. I spoke with longtime parishioner John Rogers again yesterday, and he told me St. Francis is now waiting for the Vatican to render a final decision on his church's future.
We're anticipating a May ruling from the Vatican's highest court. After 10 years, it would be nice to basically get a resolve to this. Because we're not going to leave our church, the one that we bought, paid for, and today work hard to maintain, I think we find ourselves in a situation where the Archdiocese of Boston will have no other recourse but to come and sit down in front of us face-to-face and hammer out a resolve for this. And that's what we've been praying for from day one.
What's the importance of this building, though? Because a religious community, a spiritual community, I think there's even scripture that says when there are just a few people gathered together in prayer, that that's enough, that there doesn't need to be a specific structure to hold that kind of sanctimony.
You know, I couldn't agree with you more. But literally, the facts remain. It was the people of this parish that donated the land. It was the people of this parish that came up with the funding to construct this. It was people of this parish that actually helped work on this church. And yeah, I understand the scriptures. I truly do. But this is our spiritual home. It sits in the center of our community, and it is the gathering point from which we all take strength.
Can you tell us what Easter service is going to be like at your church?
It's the most exciting service of the year, and this will be a packed house, and it is our way to show the world that we are still a Christian community and will remain so as long as we stay together. But this is the day that the whole parish gathers as a group, followed by an Easter egg hunt, which is, you know, it's a blast. The kids have a blast, just everybody dressed up, and it really is the most exciting of all the services throughout the year.
John Rogers, he's a parishioner of St. Francis Cabrini Catholic Church in Scituate, Massachusetts. Thanks so much for talking with us, John. Happy Easter.
Happy Easter to you.